Good morning. It is 8:16 here on the Mighty 690. And it is, of course, the first Tuesday of the month, and we have our update from the city of Caney. We have Caney City Administrator Andrea Sibley joining us. Good morning, ma'am. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going really good this morning. Thank you.
Oh, really glad to have you today in studio. Pleasure to chat with you here. And, you know, as we had the meeting last night with the city of Caney, I know there is a little bit of breaking news that we've been informing folks about this morning here, but I wanted to, if there was any update on the water situation over there.
There is. So we have asked citizens to conserve water. And what actually happened was last night after the council meeting, we had a pump, a part of it broke, like a particular part. And these pumps are huge. They are not little pumps. And so our crew has been working at the water plant all night, along with KRWA. They were called in to assist, which they are amazing at doing, at assisting anytime we need them, day or night. And so we right now are still asking to conserve. We're hoping that in a few hours we can lift that conserve initiative. And there is no reason for panic. We are just being safe to make sure that we have plenty of water to last us for the few hours that this is going to take us. But please, you know, look on Facebook and we can actually call you and give you an update. I can have Mayor Elliott ask him to please call you when that decision is made to lift that conservation of water.
Yeah, that'd be great. We'd appreciate it. And we'll be happy to pass that along.
So perfect. Thank you.
We appreciate all your staff working some extra time to make sure that's all taken care of.
Yes, yes. I appreciate them too. That's a long night after a long, hot day yesterday.
Yes,
so
it sure is.
Absolutely.
And thankfully, it seems like, you know, knock on wood, we've been a lot luckier this year than previous years with fewer water line breaks, fewer downtime.
Yes.
So that's always good when we can have that.
We have not had a boil order, I know, since January of 2025. And, you know, we have just Public Works, the department director, you know, department head, the director of Public Works, myself, Mayor Elliott, the council, we've all just really worked on, you know, redefining processes and procedures, chemicals, all kinds of things. And I do believe that has been, you know, that has helped the fact that we haven't had any boil orders or massive water line breaks. So
no, that is very good. We're speaking with Caney City Admin Andrea Sibley, and I know you had a meeting last night here that you mentioned, so wanted to go over just some highlights from that. I know there was a presentation by the Historical Society. Can you bring us up to speed with that?
Yeah, you know, she did such a good job in her presentation, reviewing, you know, the great things that they bring to our community. You referenced some of the amazing artifacts that they house. Definitely encourage everyone to go see our museum. It is amazing. You don't expect it, but it is really cool. They also have a children's area where the, you know, little girls can play dress up with vintage clothing and hats, and it's just really cool. But she spoke to, I thought one fact that was really interesting was that our Historical Society and the city of Caney was mentioned in a publication out of New York, and we were the only city in Kansas to be mentioned in that publication regarding our Historical Society, our museum. I thought that was so cool. You know, the other thing she mentioned is that we've had people from New Zealand and Australia and all these places from all over come to visit our museum. And it is really an amazing museum. One thing the museum, the Historical Society, was reaching out to the city on is to assist with some of their funding. We are going to follow up with a workshop August 11th at 6:30. All the council will be there. Anyone's welcome to join at the museum to tour it. And then we'll go farther and the council will make some decisions moving forward regarding a donation or, you know, kind of whatever they think is the most appropriate to make sure we're supporting them.
Very good. And yeah, I've been able to go through that museum and it is quite a gem. So something to be proud of.
Yeah, I love it. I do. So.
And very friendly volunteers who are happy to answer questions. Yeah. And I know they're always doing some research and working to kind of archive things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They've got a lot of work over there that they do, mm-hmm. which is fantastic.
They do. So.
And then I also know last night there was a little discussion on an EMS agreement, I believe.
Yeah, actually it's a grant.
Okay.
Our chief of police, Chief Dye, I think he visited with you in June. He is quite amazing now that we have located the free resources that we have in the Kansas hub, and he is writing all of his own grants. And this particular grant is to pay for startup costs and ambulance and employees pay. So we'd bring on employees to run transports out of, you know, for our ambulance. Right now, all we have funding for is emergencies. So that's the staff we can afford and the ambulance we can afford. But if we win this grant that he has written, it would actually be really cool because it would pay for a whole new ambulance and full-time staff to run transports to see if that can become a viable revenue stream for us for a year. So it's more like we're just going to get our feet in the water for a year if we are awarded and see how that goes.
Very good. So we'll stay tuned on that grant and hope everything works out.
Yeah, I'm excited. They did a great job on writing it. So I'm hopeful we'll win.
Anything else that sticks out from last night's meeting that you'd like to bring up?
Gosh, I think we've kind of touched all of the big points there that were going on. We just kind of voted to make sure that we're, you know, every year we need to indoctrinate like official police codes and things like that into our ordinances. So we did that. And other than that, I don't think so, unless I'm forgetting something. And if I am, I do apologize.
Hey, no worries. Well, we're speaking with Andrea Sibley here, the city administrator, that is, of Caney. And now for the folks who, obviously, we've been able to talk with you a little bit before, but for the folks who may not have heard from you, can you tell us maybe just a little bit about your background and what brought you to this position?
Sure. I actually founded and ran my own consulting firm for several years. We worked with the federal government. We worked with the tribes, with municipal and states, as well as private consulting firms like IBM and Deloitte. We worked with VSE, several contracts. We eventually had a position in several states across the United States. And, I developed the company on a business process reengineering methodology that I had developed. Because of that, we did win the Malcolm Baldrige Award for Department of Defense, and I was named top 40 under 40 business leaders, Native American business leaders in the U.S., so that was really cool. But, you know, I always had a yearning to go back home, so I sold off past performance components of my company, and because I had originally grown up in Oklahoma, in Nowata, Oklahoma. And after I went to OSU, I moved to Denver and was there for several years. So I moved back to this area after I sold my company. And I just thought, you know, I'm just going to see where the wind blows me. And this came out about Caney. And we had worked with a lot of places for infrastructure, including tribes. And I had so much passion about infrastructure. And so I applied and eventually got the job, and I absolutely love it. I wouldn't change it for anything. So,
well, that's wonderful. And it is really, you know, I know there's a lot of flashy things that we can focus on, but at the end of the day, That infrastructure is mm-hmm. just about the most important thing that a city yep. can really focus on.
And we're seeing that right now with the water, right? I mean, the good news is we are, you know, positioning ourselves to be much more proactive than reactive in regards to situations like the one where pieces of a pump that was put in 2006 broke. So that's, you know, that's where we that's been our goal, to get to that point where we can be proactive versus reactive, and have the funds to make sure we can address those concerns and things like that. So I do think that things are really lining out, and I work with a wonderful council and excellent Mayor Elliott, and, you know, the team at the city works very hard every day, very due diligent of the taxpayer dollars. I couldn't be more proud of the folks I work with. So
I feel
very fortunate.
So where do we stand on what's the latest on the budget process here as we, you know, kind of look towards maybe a potential mill levy increase up to, I know you've set it up to 10 mills, but it isn't necessarily going to be that high, right?
No. I now, as I say that is council's decision.
It's not your
decision. So please, that is not my decision. But we're working through the process now with Gilmore Bell to determine, exactly what our needs are. And I don't see it being 10 mil, but again, that's not my decision to make. I know that a lot of other entities around us are, increasing their mill levy needs as well, because they have to for their infrastructure needs, you know. So we want to be as reasonable as possible. I mean, I pay taxes in Caney, you know. I'm purchasing a house there. I've lived there. I feel the heat like everyone else, and everyone on the council does, and the mayor and everyone in the staff. So even if that weren't the case, you should always be a good steward of the taxpayer dollar. And you need to be cognizant that it is a stretch for people every time those increases come across the table. So we are definitely being aware of that and making sure that the needs that are requested are absolutely vital to continue to maintain infrastructure and services. So we will, you know, a conservative approach will definitely be taken.
So I assume, do we have another budget workshop here? And then of course there would have to be a hearing for that revenue mm-hmm. neutral if that's going to be exceeded.
Right. So our budget, I believe our next budget meeting is August 17th. And the first Monday in September, I think it's September 6th, but I can verify that, will be the budget hearing. So we're working due diligently to get all the numbers, all the supporting documentation around it. Again, we've hired Gilmore Bell, their, you know, reputation, you know, across the United States and probably the world is next to none. And that way we also have that second set of eyes to ensure transparency for all of our citizens. You know, they would never approve something that, you know, they're not following their own code of conduct, you know.
Yeah, very good. So I know a lot of cities are kind of on the same timeline mm-hmm. as we work towards the budgets and mm-hmm. all that good stuff.
Yes.
Andrea, is there anything else you'd like to bring to our attention here as we get closer to wrapping up our time today?
You know, I just thank everyone in Caney for their patience on this conservation that they woke up to this morning on the water, and hopefully we'll be out of it very, very soon. So, and again, I thank all the citizens for all their support. There are a lot that support us behind the scenes and are, you know that we definitely do our very best to put them first. So I just appreciate everyone.
Well, we appreciate it, ma'am, and we'll look forward to chatting again soon here and bring in some other guests from your leadership team over there at the City of Caney.
Wonderful. Thank you so, so much. So.
All right. As City Administrator Andrea Sibley, have a great rest of your day. We'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And we've got more coming up here as we get into Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690.